Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Big Johnny Hutton.
Thank you, Davis Reed. So this is junior high Kirby, all right? Junior high Kirby hosting his first party.
Pre or post pubescent?
I don't know when that hit for Kirby. Maybe that's Kirby, a future
right
pre.
At puberty. Kirby says pre.
That's a future truth according to Kirby.
At what age?
What age?
23.
In this year, Kirby.
I'm sure Kirby can tell you his age. He
doesn't want to spoil it.
Doesn't want to reveal that.
Hosting his first party in junior high for classmates and friends. What song caused a neighbor to call police and complain about the noise? Was it Kiss and Rock and Roll All Night? The Bay City Rollers, Saturday Night? Or Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown? Which song was playing so loud at Kirby's party that he received a noise complaint and police were called?
This is a very, very interesting question. Chad, if you had the police called on a junior high school party, would you remember the song? Because I would think you'd string together a bunch of songs. I wouldn't think one particular song.
The only way you remember it is if you're playing the song over and over again.
Which Kirby would do. It's like a water torture kind of thing. And Kirby would be great at water torture. Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. I'm familiar with that. The Bay City Roller song, I would know if I heard it. Jim Croce. Croce? How
Croce. Do you say his name? Croce. Jim Croce.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Paul, can I interrupt you a minute?
Not one of my favorites, yeah.
Where is one more song should be on here? Big Bad Chad.
Yeah.
That's more
true.
Of a current,
that's
on
right.
The current playlist.
That's right.
Show.
Yeah.
13-year-olds now are getting the police called on them when party's broken up.
I'm getting the police called on me for
Big
playing with all the 13-year-olds.
Yeah. It's Big Bad Chad
goes
here.
Right from the show to the bus stop in his jersey waiting for the kids.
Son, tell me more about this Big Bad Chad. How often is he at your house?
Chad is my advisor here. He rarely helps me win. Nevertheless, I turn to him to converse on this. I think the Kiss song is too new.
I think deductive reasoning, two songs are like each other, one is not. I would go the one that is not like the other two. You've got one about Saturday nights, the other one about rock and roll all night, and partying every day, and the other one is so distinct that I would side with that one, having no knowledge one way or the other.
I like your thinking there, and I'm going to go with this, and also I'm going to abuse you if I'm wrong. I'm going here...
Speaking of Big Bad Chad.
With bat, well, the bell is...
The bell's almost
the
frozen.
The bell's non-functional. It's frozen because there's no coffee or warmth here. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Final answer.
Kirby, what is today's truth?
Roll it, Reed. It's the Bay City Rollers and Saturday Night. The most embarrassing song that ever played on my stereo.
Junior High Party, set the scene for us as this song plays. What was going on at Kirby Allen Kirby's house?
Take us to Gainesville, Tennessee.
I'm going to throw a really good friend of mine.
It's a free skate.
One of the toughest.
Football skate.
One of the toughest kids in junior high brings over this album and he's dying for everybody to play.
Crank it up, everybody.
He pops this on and within 10 minutes, the cops were at my front door. Because we had cranked it a bit, but I was like, corner. That's girls' music. But anyway.
How old were you?
I was 11.
So you were smoking at the time.
Yeah, what was the smoking situation?
Off and on, yeah. When I could.
Were you smoking in the house or on the
No, I love that.
So you are smoking at the point.
Sneaking out behind the garage.
Now tell it. Just listen to the song for a minute. Listen to the song.
Saturday.
What comes into your head?
Kirby, you were lighting heroin at this point, right?
A bunch of Scottish guys in kilts trying to be rock stars.
You were in kilts?
No, they were wearing kilts. And later, this band was so bad that they evolved into a Saturday morning cartoon host group. This was the only thing that they had.
I want to go back to the party, though.
Sure.
So you're 11, 12 years old.
11 years old.
Take this picture for
Lollipop.
It was in the fall of 1974.
Bonfire outside or inside party?
Inside house. Dad said, you guys don't destroy the house. I'll be down at the bar having dinner.
Okay.
It was a little tavern.
Dinner,
kind of
a.k.a. eight Boilermakers.
But
I'd get drunk if I was Kirby's dad.
It was a unisex party, girls and guys.
I know, but
meet girls, meet guys.
No lies.
Can I have three Irish car bombs as an appetizer?
So, why was this your first party? What was the occasion?
Well, I got to junior high, and in the 70s, a coming-of-age thing was you hosted a party for all your friends, and the parents weren't there. And they were cool enough to allow us to have it. And everything.
So at 11 years old, you had an unchaperoned party at your house.
Well,
so that is amazing.
Everybody in town knew everybody. Well, my crazy, cranked-up Scottish neighbor called the cops on us because we were playing the Bay City Rollers.
Did you drink some pop? I mean, what were you kids up
to? We were throwing down root beers, maybe some ginger ale, and there might have been a beer opened up later out of my dad's collection, but we won't go into that.
Your thoughts, Coach. Give him some
Kirby
advice.
No, seriously, God's honest truth. First of all, I'm impressed because that is very impressive. Now, was the bonfire inside the house or outside the house?
Well,
did you set the bonfire up? Were you burning furniture?
Kirby lit a mattress
up
on fire.
We rioted.
Did you drop a cigarette down the couch and light the couch on fire?
No.
What happened?
We were just having a great time, and the stereo got a little bit loud. We were.
But what did the great what composed the great time?
Well, we were 11-year-olds, dude. We were free without adults. For 2 hours.
Listen to the Bay City Rollers.
And we were rocking the Bay City Rollers.
And the cops came and then what happened?
Was this in Ohio?
Did they drag you out in cuffs?
No, my uncle knocked on the door and he goes, turn it down. And turned around, walked back and got in his patrol car and drove off.
Was this Ohio, Kirby? What did you say, Kirby, when the cop pulled up? Seriously. Were you still smoking when he pulled up?
No.
Or did you hide your cigarette?
He was mid-shotgun of the beer that he opened in his dad's cabin.
Did you hide the cigarette when the cop pulled up because you were 11? Or was that just fine where you went to school?
Well, no, that was frowned upon, but the officer was a relative of mine.
The officer was a relative of yours.
The conversation went just like this. He knocked on the door. I was like, what? He goes, turn it down. And he turned around, walked back, got in his car, and drove off.
And so you did?
I did.
Okay. Well,
no arrest. That's disappointing.
I'm impressed by an 11-year-old throwing a party.
Thank you.
All I want to do before I die is come to a party that you host, all right?
I can make that happen.
And I want Bay City Rollers when we first walk in the door.
I'm impressed by
that might be hard to do, but I can make the rest of it happen.
I'm impressed by your dad being able to get the night off. Am I going to be able to pull that off in two years? Simon, I'm going down to the
local pub.
To eat. Yeah, I'm very hungry.
It was a tavern. It was a steakhouse.
What was it called?
Rocky's Tavern.
Rocky's Tavern.
Paul, I would advise against that because we know how unsupervised parties happen in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Break out the acid.
We're not paying anybody.
Everybody stripped down.
Daddy's gone. Let's take our pants off.
Yeah. So, things have advanced just a few generations.
Oh. Needless to say, nothing like that happened at my party.
Needless to say, I'm still not convinced we're getting the whole story about this party. I think there was some bleep going down. We haven't heard of it. No spin the bottle.
Might have been a little post office action going on in the hall closet.
Post office? See, now we're getting the bottom of it. What's post office?
I mean, yeah, we were preteens.
I don't know what post office is. I think
your 11-year-old life is very different from what you're talking about.
You've never played the game post office.
I was collecting baseball.
Here's what it is. Someone gives you a letter, you go in, guy and a girl goes into a closet, either you or she opens the letter, and the instructions are, you kiss or you whatever for 5 minutes. You get like 2 minutes or whatever.
Who writes the letter?
who, someone else in the
Curry
room.
Wrote them all.
You put them down, I guess they're like in a bowl or something, and somebody pulls it out.
Very X-rated letters.
I'm impressed.
I mean, look, we got to do it. It's just on this car.
Some very nervous hand-holding and kissing, basically.
I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but we got to do it.
It's right there in black and white.
At this age, in this area of Ohio, that these kids could write. That's impressive.
We need the 15 seconds of praise for Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby, I really want to praise you. I think you've done a hell of a job here with the hot coffee and the heaters. You're taking very good care of us and keeping us warm. The hand warmers that you provided, excellent. This heater over here, we might be dying without it. You generally do the best you can to take care of us, even if the context is difficult. We appreciate that.
Well, I can barely hear what you're saying because of your lips trembling in the cold, but I do appreciate every word you just said.
Kirby, this was well worth it to drive down here for me for this.
Everybody, sing along. I hear
crank
you
it up. We're going to Kirby's house.
Crank it up back there. Everybody's going roller skating.
It's an all-skate, everybody. An all-skate.
Welcome to Ohio. Hey,
Mid-day 180.
For the kids.
Served up by Wendy's. Saturday night.